Welcome to the media broadcast of His Vision Ministries. Pastor Shane has a strong desire to encourage people to stay in the Word of God on a daily basis. Pastor Shane prays that you are fed by the messages contained in these daily nuggets. These messages are intended to bring daily life application, hope, and encouragement.
Hey, this is Pastor Shane with His Vision Ministries. It's so good to see you today. I'm just going to be very honest with you. The devil does not want me to do this nugget series on video today. Every interruption that could possibly happen has happened. But anyway, we're going to be talking today about speaking life and not death. And it was, as we come to a close of this series, Silent Daggers, Overcoming the Sin of Backbiting, let's remember, my friend, that our words, they carry power. They can wound like hidden daggers. They can heal like the balm of Christ. My prayer is that each of us will choose to speak life, build unity, honor the Lord in every conversation. Listen, when God's people guard their tongues and glorify Him with their speech, the church grows. It grows stronger. Relationships are restored. The enemy is silenced. And so may we leave this series not just informed, but transformed, committed to letting our words be a testimony of God's grace. You know, Scripture says in Ephesians, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, which is for the good use of edifying and ministering to the grace of the hearers. So the final word on backbiting is not about what to avoid, but what to embrace. And Paul gives us instructions here. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. That word corrupt there refers to something that's rotten, decaying, unfit for use. Backbiting is rotten speech. And it smells foul. It's a foul smell to it. He tells us what should come from our mouths, and that is words that edify, that build up, that bring people up. Every conversation we enter, my friend, is an opportunity to minister. You know, we think preaching only happens behind the pulpit, but it happens every day in our speech with our words. We minister grace, or we spread corruption. Backbiting is tearing down. Gossip, it divides, as we've learned. So we need to encourage one another. Jesus is the model for that, by the way. Listen, even when we're surrounded by critics, our words ought to be edifying. When someone's saying something negative, maybe we need to turn around and we need to find a way to make, just say it the right way to where it is edifying to those people. And our lips ought to be a mirror as we're His disciples. We need to speak life instead of death. Maybe it means that we need to pause sometimes before we even speak. The question is, will this bring grace or honor to the Lord when we speak? Are we gossiping? Are we bringing honor to Him? And so it may seem small as we're talking about this and so forth, but backbiting is easy and it flows naturally from the flesh. But you know what? Spirit speech requires us to yield our tongues to the Spirit of God and let our mouths become instruments to God. It builds up marriages, it builds up friendships and churches and even community. Today the challenge is simple. It's not simple, but it's profound. Let our words give life and not death. Let's not become known as what's whispers of the gossip, but a voice to encourage, a fountain of embellishment, a channel of Christ's prayer. And let's let our words minister grace to the weary, hope to the hurting, and encourage instead of discourage. Let's guard our tongues, my friend, and may our speech glorify everything that honors God. Let me pray for you today. I want to thank you for joining for these nuggets. I know that I seem a little rushed in this one, but time is kind of the essence, to be honest. So I'm going to pray for you. Lord, we thank you for this day. God, may our mouths edify instead of tearing down. May our hearts, Lord, just be focused on what you would have us to say as an encouragement to other people. Lord, today I pray, God, that you would just move in a mighty way in the Lord, in every hearer of this nugget, Lord, that you would move in their lives. Lord, I want to exalt you and praise you and thank you for everything you do. In Jesus' holy and sweet name we pray. Amen. Friend, I want to thank you for joining again for these daily nuggets. Be sure to check out our website at hisvision.org. May the Lord bless you and keep you. And Lord willing, we will see you again on Monday. God bless.
We thank you for joining us today. Visit us online at isvision.org. Text the word SAVE to the number 80123 and hit send to learn how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. May God bless you.